One morning in 2011, Rémy Louvradeau went to his management job at the telecommunications company where he had worked for 30 years. At 7 a.m., alone in the parking lot of his office near Bordeaux, he set himself on fire. His son, Raphaël, told the news site L'Obs why he did it.
2 ans avant sa mort, il avait quand même écrit un courrier dans lequel...
My father wrote his bosses a letter 2 years before his death. Not only did he explicitly blame the company's managerial policies, but he also said suicide was the only solution. No one responded. Nothing happened.
Louvradeau was just one of the suicides at France Telecom, the company now called Orange. Between 2008 and 2009, 19 employees killed themselves, and 12 other workers attempted suicide. France Telecom had been part of the French government's Ministry of Posts and Telegraphs, but under a privatization process, the state sold off most of its shares. To be competitive and pay off debt, former CEO Didier Lombard wanted to cut 20% of the staff, about 22,000 employees. But many workers retained the protections they had enjoyed as civil servants.
Yeah, so actually, when you are in the status of civil servant, that's absolutely impossible to fire you while when you are in a permanent contract.
That's Philippe Askenazy, a labor economist at the National Center for Scientific Research in France. He says it was all about profit for France Telecom.
For them, workers are just a wage, a cost, rather than a real resource for their firm. They develop practices to push workers to resign.
Prosecutors say managers and engineers were demoted to call center jobs. Employees complained they were micromanaged, isolated, and assigned jobs without training. Families were moved multiple times around the country.
One of the suicides, for example, is linked to a woman who was relocated across France 3 times in the same year, just because she didn't want to resign.
CEO Lombard reportedly told fellow executives that, one way or the other, he would make workers leave, either through the door or through the window. One woman actually did jump out of her office window. Another employee tried. When Lombard was quoted calling the suicides a fad, the executive later said the comment was an enormous gaffe. Now, Lombard, 6 other executives, and the company Orange itself are on trial. It's the first time a major firm in France has faced charges of moral harassment. Prosecutors say managers created a hostile work environment to get employees to quit. Dr. Marie Pezet is a psychologist specialized in workplace distress who treated France Telecom workers at the time. She spoke to me by phone.
Didier Lombard created inside France Telecom a special school of management to provide the managers with specific techniques to push people out throughout the door.
She said the company's transition was particularly brutal, especially for the French.
French people are much more than many other workers in other countries, are so attached to their identity at work that they need to be useful. They need to feel that when they go to their job, they are useful and that the managers see what they are capable of.
Lombard's lawyer says his client is not responsible for harassing employees he didn't know. Employees like technician Robert Perrin. His brother Jean told BFM TV that constant demeaning remarks from bosses pushed his brother to take his own life.
Je veux que Monsieur Lombard s'excuse. Je le demande pour toutes les personnes.
Jean Perrin wants Lombard to apologize, and he says he's asking on behalf of all the families who lost loved ones. The defendants may have to do more than apologize, though. They face up to a year in prison and fines of 15,000 euros. The trial will continue until July. Jake Saganero, DW Paris.